91.5 WMFO and the Spinners, another monster jam from back in the day in Mighty Love. You're in tune to the Town Tunnel with Chase Carson. We bring you the best of classic soul, R&B, and dance from back in the day. We call it grown folk music, and you can only get it right here between the hours of 10 p.m. and 12 midnight. Tonight, I'm hanging out with my main man, John Pierce, who steps in the studio once a month, or somewhere around there.
Twice a year.
Maybe three times a year. And dazzles us with his comedic behavior and nonsense, and we have to write letters to the FCC weeks after he's been here. But it's fun having him here. It's fun having him here. Let's see, there's something else I wanted to ask you. Oh, that's what it was. On Facebook, I'm looking at the Facebook. They get these postings and promos, Me Too, Me This, Me Too. I said, who's that directed to? Is that directed to?
No, it just says
Me Too.
Well, Me Too. You know, everybody jumps on the bandwagon. Harvey Weinstein, whatever the hell his name is.
Yeah.
Does it. So now everybody else does it. Elizabeth Warren. Now, who chased her? A fellow Indian from the Perkins School of the Blind? That's what I just want to know. I mean, for Christ's sake.
Ladies and gentlemen, nobody from the Perkins School of Blind.
I'm kidding. I can say that because I'm blind. No, I'm kidding. But listen.
Can you see this?
Yeah. Chase, that was kind of inappropriate at the time you invited me over your house. I should have got the
hint. Which time was that?
Well, that time when you tried to kiss me and attack me there, that I got the photo to show it. But you know what? I should have got the hint because when I walked into his house, all he had all over the walls was Kevin Spacey posters. I should have known right then and there that there was
that's
something
not,
wrong.
That's not true. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not true. That picture was actually staged. It was at the house. We were having a cookout, and John actually gave me $5. He goes, can you pretend kiss me so people think that we really each other? Because we really don't get along other than on the air here. Please tell people that we're really friends. So I took that picture for him.
And he had to carry a book in front of him when he walked over to get a drink after that so nobody would notice.
Anyway, it's Kevin Spacey. You had to bring that up, didn't you? we got I'm all interlude now. We got the jazz interlude coming up at 11:30. Plus, and we're going to talk about that other thing that we said that I wasn't going to talk about, but I got to bring it up because the person is now inboxing me about, you know. First of all, let me make this clear now. You're an invited guest here.
Yeah.
You've been on the show. Matter of fact, did you know this is my fifth year? I just celebrated my. Hold on, wait a minute. I just want to give myself the applause if I could. Hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Chase Carson's fifth year on WMFO, doing the Time Tunnel on Friday night at the same time, same spot, for 5 years.
Yeah, thank baby. You. Yeah, baby.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty proud of that, John.
Yeah, you should be.
Anyway, listen, you're an invited guest. You've been with me pretty much since the beginning. You've been here like four of my 5 years or somewhere like that. You've been here for that. Now, people get upset when they say, well, you know, can I come on in? Can I come on and do things? And I say, you know, we'll talk about it. You know, we'll talk. Because everybody sure. You have to contribute to the show. You have to be able to do something. You just can't come here, sit out, and hang out. Well, I mean, sometimes you do, but I'm contributing to the show. I mean, you just can't come in here and do that. So people get mad at me and like, what are you? John can come in, but John contributes to the show. He brings food
and money.
He brings food, money, and sometimes alcoholic beverages. John does not drink himself, but he might have a little taste for me after the show, of course, when I get home.
That's right.
You know, so things like that. But if
you mean the ride home or when you get home.
Anyway, that's my big announcement. That's coming up the end of the show. I talked to you about outside.
Okay.
I'm coming to the show. Speaking of outside, you should have seen John outside. So, smoke a cigar before we get, before we get ready to come to the show. That was a nice cigar, by the way.
That was a nice one.
So, I put it out, and then I throw it over the fence down the embankment, right? So, we're talking, we're getting ready to do the show prep. And as we're getting ready to come in, John's like, hold on, let me go check on that. Let me make sure that's not a fire. I don't want my truck to catch on fire. So he's like Spocky the dog, crumpling. He's climbing over the fence trying to find the. I said, it's out, man.
Just because I tried to hump your leg, you call me a dog?
But I'm like, what are you, Smokey the Bear now? He's like, he's in the bushes trying to find. It's out, man. What is that, a new thing with you now? Are you the fire marshal now?
Well, Mrs. Brown's cow started a fire and burnt down half the town. I just didn't want to do that, you know?
I don't know who Mrs. Brown's cow is, but fine. Yeah. Okay, Johnny Smokey's Flavor is coming up in 10 minutes. You're tuned to the Time Teller with Chase Carson on 91.5 WMFO Bedford in Boston.
driving home and finding all their possessions gone.
That is the jam.
Yeah, that is the best.
91.5 WMFO. Lord have mercy. Chaka Khan and What You Gonna Do For Me. Oh, man, I love that song, John.
I do, too, man. I mean, that's the kind of, you know, Chaka Khan. She's great.
Oh, that's the kind of stuff where music was music back then in the day. Oh, man, we forgot to turn that air conditioner. It still sounds like a wind tunnel here, but it is kind of muggy. I guess we need it on now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we come to that time of the show where when John comes on the show once or twice a year he comes on. He gets to pick out two of his favorite songs, and we call him Johnny's Funky Favorite, and he gets to play them in concession, and it is time for that right now. What do you got tonight?
Well, mid-70s, a good funky song I liked was Johnny Guitar Watson.
Oh, which one?
Real Mother Fire.
Oh, where are we?
WMFO 91.5, Medford in Boston.
Wanna buy a new car, but the price ain't right. Ain't that cold? Be a downside cheaper, yes it would. Start riding a bike. Listen, they're making milk out of powder. Yeah they are. Got the babies crying. Poor baby, they know what that stuff is. Rent's gone up higher, yes it is. Got the parents lying.
I'll pay you tomorrow.
Lord, it's a real mother for ya, yeah. Make you wanna run for cover, yes it will. And if you look, you will discover, yeah. Lord, it's a real mother for ya. Listen, got to go to a disco. Throw your troubles away. Dance to the music, yeah, that the DJ play. Well, alright. And then the lights come on, yeah, like you knew they would. Is that cold? Gone home and face the music. That don't sound too good. Ain't that cold? Listen. Lord, it's a real mother for ya. It'll make you wanna run for cover, yeah. And if you look, you will discover, yeah. Real mother for ya, yeah. Ow! Let it. telling you the truth. Let me stop here at this gas station. Give me 3 gallons of low lead. I'm full, nothing else. I better stop and give me 2 hot dogs and a strawberry soda.
Ah, 91.5 WMFO. Johnny, that's a monster right there.
Oh, I love that song.
I haven't heard that song in a long time, man. Yeah, that's a monster. Johnny Guitar Watson back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
What's that place you used to go to? The Bucket of Blood there?
The Bucket.
The Bucket. The old Oaken Blood Bucket?
Yeah, that's what it was. After I left.
All right, man, what else we got?
How about a little Work to Do? Speaking of the Bucket.
Oh, which one? By
Average White Band. Oh. I love those guys, man.
All right, where are we?
WMFO 91.5 in Medford and Boston.
But Johnny's funky favorites. Yeah.
Got it.
That John.
Good song. Average White Band, can't beat him.
I just gonna let those last couple minutes just play, you know what I mean? That just sounds too good. That's what music was. Music, man. Not the stuff you kids listen to today. You know, with the swearing and the women's booties and breasts and all that stuff. Not the stuff you kids. That's what music was. Music. Right. You know what I mean? The kids listen to today. All right, listen. Before we get into we've got a couple of minutes before we get into the jazz interlude. First of all, I send a shout out to my man Ed Buchner, who does the show right before us. Shout out to Ed.
Eddie.
Hey, he better tell us what he was making for dinner tonight. He didn't tell us what he was making.
No.
But anyway, Ed, you're gonna like this jazz interlude. It's a good one coming up, so stay tuned. We didn't mean to ask him what he was cooking. We didn't ask him what he was cooking. No. But anyway, before we get into the jazz, we're just, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna throw ourselves at the mercy of our listeners. We're looking for a job, John and I. We want to take over a radio station and do a morning show. John, as you know, has been selling 45s underneath the underpass in the Callahan Tunnel for the last couple of months, trying to make ends meet. So we're trying to find a real, job. We're trying to find a job. So if anybody knows anybody that owns a radio station or any place like that, we're trying to do a morning show. You want to do a morning show, John? We'll start at the time you usually get up, about 10, 10 9, 30, 10?
How about
actually,
four,
that's the time I get up,
four.
Actually.
Yeah, no, we're not talking about you yet.
We don't want to do anything early, but...
I'm getting old. You know, it sucks I'm getting that old. But I could probably still get up early.
Okay.
You know what? The other day, I went to a wedding. You got a second here?
Yeah, it's
okay,
right.
I went to a wedding.
Let me turn you up a little bit. Okay,
yeah, why don't you?
Because the damn thing's in the background. Right. It's like a wedding. Okay, sorry.
So I went to a wedding last week. So I bought a suit about a month ago. So I had it hemmed up and stuff. So I'm getting ready for the wedding, and I put the suit pants on. I'm going, Jesus, these don't fit right. I mean, they're bunching up the ass and everything, and I'm walking. I'm going, jeez, these don't fit. I couldn't have gained that much weight in 2 weeks. I'm going, and I'm all uptight. And I said to my wife, I said, Kim, listen, I got to be real careful getting in and out of the truck, because I said, I'm going to split the crotch right out of these things. So I'm nervous and stuff. I go to the bathroom, and I unzip the front of them. Stupid me or old me, I don't know, was it old me or the ounce I smoked before then or whatever, but I had my Bermuda shorts still on under the suit. I took them off. It fit like a glove. It was no problem at all. But, I mean, that's what stinks about getting old. You know, I know I'm getting old. You sit on the throne and the little boys hit the water. It's time for life preservers for them suckers, you know? I'll tell you. You know what? When I was young, when I was in my 20s and stuff, I was like an oak tree, solid and hard and rock hard and stuff. Okay. I turned into my 30s and stuff. It was more like a birch. It was kind of flexible and stuff.
Okay.
Now at my age, it's like a Christmas tree.
What do you mean, Christmas tree? Like what?
Dead from the root up, and the balls are just there for decoration. You know?
We're going to be right back with the jazz interlude. Don't go anywhere. Are you kidding?
2, 1, blast off! What's happening? A field trip! Welcome to outer space class. Watch out!
Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die. Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155, or give online at support.wmfo.org.
Words. We can appreciate any help you guys can get us. We are in our fundraising drive. So you can go on our website, WMFO.org, and you can make a donation right there on the website. The prizes, I believe, are up, John. I give away some good stuff, I think. Some t-shirts and a lot of good stuff up there that they're giving away. So be sure to check that out. And give me a heads up next time you're going to be telling Christmas ball jokes, please.
Okay.
Thanks. All right, so which brings us up to 11:27, which is close enough, 11:30, to our jazz interlude. This week's jazz interlude is something brought to you by Paul Hardcastle. This is off the Paul Hardcastle 7 album. This is Cut Loose on the Time Tunnel Jazz Interlude with Chase Carson on 91.5 WMFO. You might want to turn this one up. This is nasty. We'll be right back. Let's do another one. 91.5. WMFO. Thus concludes our jazz interlude for this Friday night. That is a Sade and a Siempre Esperanza. And started off the top with Paul Hardcastle and Cut Loose. Hey, once again, John, I had a blast, man. Every time you step in here, man, we always have a good time, man.
Hey, can I... I just want to thank our listener for listening in.
In all seriousness, we'd like to thank our listeners for hanging out with us. Every time John comes on, the numbers just go off the roof. People call in. We have people calling in, all kinds of stuff. The gentleman outside the suit with the handcuffs, is he waiting for you?
I think he's looking at you. Oh, hang on. He's got a Kevin Spacey poster. He's definitely for you.
Anyway, John, thanks a lot, man.
It was my pleasure.
Hey, for coming in and hanging out with me. You know, I'll see you again next month. And maybe before that, we get together and do something. But, hey.
I think so.
We're going to start talking to people. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, please, if you know anybody that has a radio station. We're looking at
there it is. Okay, I'm in the background. That's real professional. They're definitely going
to
call.
We're trying to get a job now. Microphone's going on and off. Yeah. We're trying to get a job. All right. Hey, listen, anybody has a radio station, we're going to do a morning show, John, right? Or an afternoon show. We'll do anything.
Yeah, hey.
We'll do anything. We're trying to do something.
Any elderly assisted living houses.
Any place like that.
Radio show,
any place like that will work.
I'm kidding,
And we work for minimum wage. Minimum wage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, John, thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it.
Have a good one.
Drops us into the last hour, which is the 30. We call it the Jam 30. Let's get it going. Thanks, John.
No problem, brother. That was a good time.
That was a great time. Jam 30.
You're listening to The Time Tunnel with Chase Carson on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Kick it. Yep. Come on, baby. This is the ride. I'm talking about the merry-go-round of love. Oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, it's last call for alcohol. Please make sure you get your last drink orders in at this time. Once again, it's last call for alcohol.
Thank you, Jeffrey!
Anyway, that's our show for tonight. Good night, everybody.
Excuse me, sir. The show's over.
Thank you, and good night.
Light. A sacred night to the Baghdad. Inside and just glide on. What I mean,
tell your partner you can win. And just take a tool of your life, bro, and ask them how they gonna reason with a psycho and keep standing up straight and never let a sucker control your fate. Don't wait till it's too late.
Glide on then.
Check out the funky break. I like to take the whole five, give it to the youth and let them see they better G-L-I-D-E. Yo, I'm known for the hard, wicked raps, but on this track here I gotta kick the facts. I gotta let you know from a street level so you don't get tossed like cheap metal. Cause somebody's waiting to take the spot in a minute, so don't never get caught up in the gimmick. Not be yourself, be yourself sitting, taking your rising to the top, but the air is getting thinner, and pretty soon it may appear that your career is over and boom, you're out of here. Get your stuff and get the hell out, you better bail out, cause your fans got you marked as a sellout. Yeah, you beat your fans, and your fans make you, and in the same breath, they can break you. You let the industry dig and get inside, when the best thing to do is just climb, and keep a level head and stay on track, and keep the lapdog millions off your back. In fact, I know I got a positive outlook, even though life is grim, I know I'm going to win, so it's time for me to step back to the graveyard, ride, and let the music ride.
WMFO. Once again, I enjoy bringing the best of classic soul, R&B, and dance from back in the day. We do it every Friday night between the hours of 10 p.m. and 12 midnight. We call it grown folk music, and you can only get it right here at 91.5. So until next week, work like you do not need the money. Dance like nobody's watching, and love like you want to be loved, and everything can be all right. And also remember, life, it's like a bed of roses. You just gotta watch out for them pricks. See you next week.
I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 baller. I wish I was like 6'9" so I could get with Leoshi, cause she don't know me, but yo, she's really fine. You know I see her all the time, everywhere I go, and even in my dreams I can scheme a way to make her mine. Cause I know she's living fat, her boyfriend's tall and he plays ball, so how am I gonna compete with that? Cause when it comes to playing basketball, I'm always last to be picked, and in some cases never picked at all. So I just lean up on the wall, or sit up in the bleachers with the rest of the girls who came to watch they man ball. Dag y'all, I never understood black, while the jocks get the fly girls, and me I get the hood rats. I tell them scat, skittles, kabobble. Got hit with a bottle, but you're in the hospital for talking that mess. I confess it's a shame when you living in a city that's the size of a box and nobody knows your name. Glad I came to my senses, like quick, got sick to my stomach, overcoming by thoughts of me and her together, right? So when I asked out, she said I wasn't that type. I wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6'4"
gets laughed at. And when I'm in my car, I'm laid back. I got an 8-track and a spare tire in the back seat, but that's flat. And do you wanna know what's really whack? See, I can't even get a date, so what you think of that? I heard that prom night is a bomb night with a hood ratchet and old type of Rito. Figaro, when in my car, I can't even get a hello. Well, so many people wanna cruise Crenshaw on Sunday. One day I'ma have to get in my car and go. You know, I take the 110 into the 105. Get off on Crenshaw, tell my homies look alive. Cause it's hard to survive when you're living in the concrete jungles and these girls keep passing me by. She looks fly, she looks fly. Make me say, my, my, my. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and 6 foot apart. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and 6 foot apart.
All right, people, wrap it up. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
And now for my big finish.
You're listening to The Time Tunnel with Chase Carson on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Wish I was a little bit taller, y'all, wish I was a baller.
Hey, I wish I had my way, cause every day would be a Friday, and you can even speed on the highway. I would play ghetto games, name my kids ghetto names, Little Mookie, the Owl, the Rain. Yo, you know that's on the real. So if you down on your luck, then you should know just how I feel. Cause if you don't want me around, see I go simple, I go easy, I go Greyhound. Hey, you, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Ah, yes, ain't that fresh? Everybody wants to get down like that. Wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6 foot baller. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6 foot baller.
Night, and thank you all for coming.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
Bye.
the sleepy mountains will. White toes plunged into the weeping shelter terror. Skin up off from the bottom, leaves our ankles bare. Don't just wander back and forth and